people who strive to practice philanthropy. You probably even know some of them. People who would give anything, their time, their money, their skills, and their experience to make the world a better place.
Since 2001, Mehregiti Charity Organization has been working to bring the joy of reading to thousands of children in deprived regions in Iran. It carries out several projects to help improve literacy, including building new schools and providing financial help for students. But the most popular is the one that involves distributing books to libraries and schools in rural areas to encourage literacy through access to reading materials.
هدف مؤسسه رفع تبعیض و فقر فرهنگیه. طرحی که ما در مؤسسه داریم طرح کتاب برای همه است که تا به امروز در حدود 2,500,000 جلد کتاب ارسال شده به مناطق کم برخوردار و در هر ماه به طور میانگین 10,000 جلد کتاب داریم ارسال میکنیم.
Every time we upgrade one of our computers to gain more speed and more storage, we're left with an older computer that no longer meets our needs. And for most of us, the easiest thing to do is to put it in a closet or in the basement. There are, however, better solutions, particularly if the computer is still operable and less than 5 years old. This is where Mehregiti steps in, this time to help reuse technology to enhance education.
از این سیستمایی که اهدا میشه بررسی اولیه میشه تا اگر ایرادی داره رفع بشه، اگه نیاز به ارتقای قطعات هست روش انجام میشه. در نهایت هم یه سیستم کامپیوتری که به درد آموزش مدارس یا جاهایی که عموم بچه‌ها بتونن ازشون استفاده بکنن ارسال میشه.
A few hooks and a splash of paint is all it takes to create a wall of kindness. These walls have now become a popular outdoor charity initiative in which strangers leave the goods they no longer want for those who need them. And this is how Iranians have taken matters into their own hands to help homeless people.
The most important thing that is happening here is changing the society's viewpoint towards homeless people and creating a more generous atmosphere.
Women and children are the most vulnerable. This is why charity organizations like Tolue Bineshanha makes an extra effort to provide them with shelter, while they can take part in special workshops to learn skills that could give them a foothold in today's economy.
غذاهای دریافتی تهران شهر بدون گرسنه در ماه‌های مختلف و مناسبت‌های مختلف متفاوته. در یک روز معمولی که حالا نه مناسبت خاصیه نه آخر هفته است، حالا میشه گفت در یک روز معمولی وسط هفته یه چیزی حدود بین 150 تا 500 پرس غذا در روز ما دریافتی غذا داریم.
Many homeless people are struggling with addiction, so rehabilitation programs are also part of the package charities offer.
تلاش مجموعه ما این هستش که اون آدمایی که توی خیابون میمونن، حالا به اصطلاح ما میگیم کارتون خواب، اون آدما گرسنه نباشن. درسته براشون امروز نمیتونیم کاری انجام بدیم، نمیتونیم اونجوری که باید و شاید وظیفه خودمون رو اجرا بکنیم، اما میتونیم یه کوچولو احساس کنن که تنها نیستن توی این دنیا. این قضاه قصمون سیر کردن شکمشون نیست، قصم نیست که اونها تنها نیستن. ما هم به عنوان انسان هستیم، شاید در قدرتمون خیلی کمه ولی هستیم.
And the result of that is a platform that has inspired positive change in the society through even the smallest acts of kindness.
It doesn't matter how much, even the smallest step you take to help someone else can add meaning to your life.
گیسومیش احمدی for Iran.